everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allah, Allah, you are my own. You are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my love. All praises to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm calling your name.
My butterflies, do you know that every week we've been learning about bathing and keeping our bodies clean, keeping our surroundings clean, keeping our clothing clean? Why do we learn this? It's because Muslims are those who are clean and pure. Allah loves those who are clean and pure. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always clean and pure. We want to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to keep our bodies clean and pure at all times. My butterflies, what happens if someone doesn't like bathing? They don't bath properly, they don't brush their teeth, they don't brush their hair, they don't wear clean clothing. What will happen in a few days or even in a few hours? Do you know? Well, their body will start to smell. Their hair will start to smell. Their clothing will be greasy and dirty, and their teeth will get yellow and ugly. Oh no, that's not a pleasant sight, is it? Of course not. Because of that, we have to remember to always be clean, neat, and tidy. We make sure our hair is combed. We make sure the sleep is wiped from our eyes. We make sure that we wash our faces. We clean our ears. We brush our teeth. We make sure we keep our bodies clean, our hands and feet too. We keep our nails on our fingers nice and short, and our toenails must be clipped too. If we remember to keep our bodies clean, then inshallah when we make wudu, our wudu will be accepted. Then when we read Salah, we'll be reading Salah with a clean body, and that will be accepted. And when we read the words of the Holy Quran, we will be clean and neat and tidy, and so the angels will enjoy listening to us. My butterflies, it's our duty as a Muslim to keep our bodies clean, and it's important to keep our teeth clean too. Bathing every day is a good practice, and we must take a bath every day. We must wash our entire bodies and brush our teeth. We must make sure our teeth are bright, sparkling, and white. We keep our teeth clean by using a toothbrush and toothpaste, and we remember to use our miswak. A miswak has several benefits. Lots of them are: keeps our breath smelling fresh. If we use a miswak, it will save us, inshallah, from gum disease. If we use a miswak, our memory will increase. If we use a miswak, our teeth will be sparkling and white, but our faces will be glowing with noor and will be too. If we use a miswak, we get more reward when reading Quran, reading Salah, or even just making wudu. By using miswak, you'll get all these benefits and many more. So butterflies, will you remember to do this? I hope so, inshallah. Now let's go for a break, And when we come back, we'll listen to Baba Ali and Brushing Teeth.
Something new. Each sunrise brings a day of things to learn to do. Sometimes it's hard to learn on our own. It's no fun trying new things when we're all alone. So hooray for Baba Ali. Hooray for Baba Ali. Hooray for Baba Ali.
Assalamualaikum, Baba Ali.
Waalaikumsalam.
Baba Ali, do you know how to brush your teeth? Can you please show us?
Please!
Look at what he's got! Wow! I've never seen such a big toothbrush, mashallah.
That is a big toothbrush, Baba Ali.
Up, down, up, down.
Is it heavy?
It must be heavy.
And hard to brush with it. Why don't you get a smaller toothbrush?
Look, he got another one. But it's still too big.
Baba Ali, that toothbrush is still too big.
Can you brush inside your mouth?
Don't forget to brush your back teeth too. You should get a proper size toothbrush.
Please. Oh, look, you've got the proper size toothbrush.
Hooray for Baba Ali! Now you can brush your teeth properly.
Mashallah, good job, Baba Ali. Don't forget the back teeth.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. What is it?
A miswak!
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used a miswak to brush his teeth.
Allahu Akbar! Hooray for Baba Ali!
Jazakallah khairan, Baba Ali. Thank you for showing us how to brush your teeth. See you next time.
Assalamu alaikum.
If Baba Ali can do it, so can you. Why be afraid of trying something new? We need someone we trust standing near. Someone we know to give a rousing cheer. So hooray for Baba Ali. Hooray for Baba Ali. Hooray for Baba Ali.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.